This is Sienna, Assistant Editor of Voice. In the following podcast, you'll hear the edited audio of my interview with Jose Canseco during our interview series on Instagram. Jose is the director of Rose Company Theatre and co-produced the digital arts festival Virtual Variety Fest. Jose shares his thoughts on online art during a pandemic and how young people can get started in the theatre industry. I hope you enjoy it. Just as an introductory question, could you please introduce yourself, what you do, what your job looks like at the moment?
Well, hi everyone. My name is Jose Canseco. I'm a theatre producer and owner of The Rose Company, which is an international theatre company. So right now, I was developing Virtual Variety Fest as one of the projects that it was a kind of like an answer to this current situation with COVID and the pandemic. Right now, I'm actually working on a podcast, which is going to launch tomorrow. And it is really exciting. And I'm going to be posting more information about this on the Rose Company's page. And of course, on my personal Instagram page as well. But yeah, I feel like to answer your question right now, I'm just working on a lot of digital projects, because that's what is at hand at the moment with this current situation. And until theaters open, I think we're going to be working on a lot of digital stuff. Yeah.
Definitely. Could you just tell us a little bit more about Virtual Variety Fest and what this is about and what happened when you ran this project?
So Virtual Variety Fest is still a digital festival that we put up on Facebook alongside Media Naranja, which is a Colombian production company. And it is, as I said, just a response to the current COVID coronavirus situation. It was also a way for us to create a space to support artists and to support ourselves as well. Because of the lockdown and the closure of a lot of theater venues, we lost a lot of projects and things that we were working on, which also were part of our income as well. So we just wanted to creatively develop something that could help not only maybe get a little bit of money, but also to create a space where we could perform. And I always say this, but this is kind of like also an excuse to perform again, because I know how some people might struggle to keep creative during these times. I mean, always in their homes, it might be a bit too overwhelming, and they might not get as much inspiration and influence as they did before. So just knowing that they can still perform, even if it's to an audience far, far away, just the preparation and all that feeling, I think that can like kick off a little bit of creativity in there as well. So yeah, that's basically what Virtual Variety Fest is. We did two editions, one on April and one during this month, at the beginning of the month, the first week. And we presented over, we had 16 performances for last edition. This edition we had 14. But we were actually checking on our last live. We checked that for this edition, we helped around 30 artists, counting like, because there were two really big companies that were part of the festival as well. So over 30 artists, and the performances were watched over 5,000 times as well. So yeah.
Very impressive. That's really great to hear that you just allowed artists to like express themselves during a time when I'm sure many creatives are finding that difficult. Do you have a standout memory either from one of the artists who performed or maybe an audience member that really has kind of like struck you and showed the impact that you've had with this digital festival?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember, of course, I watch all the performances. There was one that it just It's no preference, but it's just coming up to my head right now. It's the artist is called Huduka. He did a clown mime performance, and what I really liked about his performance is that he, first of all, he made props for the show, I have to say that this is the first time, also mentioning that this is the first time that I make a festival, I produce a festival, so I felt really proud that artists were putting a lot of effort into making these performances great for audiences and for themselves as well. So when I saw that they were making props and everything, and they were using really nice signs, and like they were using it as like those Star Wars like titles that they come, like they were using it like that, and I thought it was
Cool.
creative. It was like as if they were making a TV show or a film, something like that. And he made a whole set as well in his living room. And yeah, I mean, that's the one that really stood out for me. When you ask a question, that's the one that came up to my mind as well. Yeah.
Definitely. I guess it's like allowing artists to make their own project within your festival, and just allow them to express themselves in a different way, which is really lovely. So moving on, did you face like any particular challenges? As you say, this is your first time producing an arts festival. So what were the challenges that you faced, and how did you overcome these?
So promoting a show, first off the festival, and then each performance, I thought it was really difficult, because then because you know how like people during lockdown, they just start like focusing a lot of their attention into their mobile devices, social media, and all that stuff. So there's a lot of bombardment from Netflix and like theaters and film and TV shows and products and all of that. So just to keep the festival afloat, I thought that was really difficult. Something that I did was create Facebook ads. And something really interesting that happened to me is that because we had a lot of audiences from Colombia as well, I set up a Facebook ad in Colombia and here in London as well. And there was, when I was checking the inside, the, what do you call them? Yeah, the
This
inside of the, yeah.
Yeah.
Of the ads, I saw that more people watched the ad in Colombia than here in London, even though I put more money into London. So I put £17 here in London, and I put £12 in Colombia, and like around 3,000 people saw the ad in Colombia, and only like 500 people saw the ad here, which just like comes to show that maybe there's so many more things happening here in London. So yeah, I mean that's one of our challenges, like just to get everyone's attention so that they can go and stream the shows and go and check out their page. So that was definitely one. Something that didn't happen last time was that in this edition we had to make a decision to choose which show was going to be in the festival and which was not going to be. And I knew that this was going to happen. I'm pretty sure that if you check out festivals like Vault Festival and things like that, they always have to make a decision. So we had over 30 applications this time, which is good because it meant that we were getting the attention from the public and everyone else. But definitely, I was so gutted because there were so many shows that I really wish we had had for the festival. There were so many, when I was reading the applications, there were so many interesting descriptions for shows. And yeah, but we just wanted to keep it a variety of shows in there because that's why we call the show Virtual Variety Fest. We didn't just want to have theater, compared to last edition, which we had a lot of theater as well. So,
Amazing. So I'm going to move on to my next question, which is, what advice do you have for young people who want to develop their art form digitally during this time?
For example, they might be part of a youth theatre group and they're used to meeting in person. And now with lockdown, or even as we're moving out of lockdown, they still might not be able to gather with their arts group. So how would you suggest that they still continue to develop their art form, but using digital means?
Ooh, okay. Definitely, I think Zoom is a really good way to keep on the rehearsals, if that's what you mean. It's like how they can continue rehearsing and developing work. Is that what you mean? I think Zoom is a really good tool that perhaps not many people knew about. And we've seen some shows on Virtual Variety Fest that use Zoom as a way to perform to have two actors at the same time performing in a show. So I would just say perhaps Zoom is a good way to explore, is a good platform to explore. And I mean, overall social media, I think it's a is a vast world of possibilities. I think you can create so many things on Facebook. You can even have interviews like we're having right now on Instagram. And it's just a matter of exploring what you already have, because these are platforms that we use on a day-to-day basis, and that perhaps we didn't think that they could it could be used in a performative way, but as we have seen, they can definitely work out. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. I'd quite like to get into kind of your career as a theatre producer now. So my question is just how did you get into this job in the arts?
Oh, as a producer, you mean? Well, it all started a long time ago. I actually wanted to be an actor. I'm pretty sure everyone wanted to be an actor. Well, I don't know. But it was just not working out for me. When I was at uni, I used to always go for auditions, and I just didn't. I never got any roles, any important roles. I did get a few parts here and there in a few shows, but they were more like secondary in the background. I never really want. I was, of course, was aiming for the main role in there, but I would never get them. So that's when I decided that I was just gonna go and make my own shows. If anyone, if no one wanted me in their shows, then. So I was with a friend from Spain. And I was living with another Mexican friend, and I just asked her if I could borrow her script because she was working on a script at the moment. And that's when we all got together. We planned it. We developed it. I was actually co-director. I didn't call myself producer back in the day. So yeah, and then we presented it in one of the festivals that the university was producing as well. So yeah, that was the first time that I actually came across the world of producing, even though I actually didn't really know that there was like such a thing. Or even if I heard the word producer, I would be like, oh, but like, what do they do? So yeah, and then until I was just trying to figure out what to do after I finished university. And then I was like, do I want to be a stage manager? Maybe not. Do I want to keep on acting? Maybe not. And then I just saw a course at Royal Central School of Speech and Drama about creative producing. And I just decided to check it out, and I really, really liked it. It was basically what I was doing. So yeah. And then throughout the course, I learned what a producer is, what a producer does. We do a lot of budgeting. We do a lot of we gather the team, we get the money. I think that's probably the most important part of it. And yeah, we start it all. We start the whole project and everything. Yeah.
Vital, vital role. Do you have tips for young people who might be struggling? Maybe like you, they wanted to be an actor and didn't find that was the place for them. Or maybe it's something different in the arts. They want to be a visual artist and that's not quite working out. What advice would you give to young people who want to get into the arts but are kind of having that season of struggle at the moment?
Definitely, I mean, I feel like we forget that we are surrounded by art. We're constantly always listening to music. We're watching shows, we're watching films. We probably even are watching theater performances. Theater, but yeah, we're just watching performances online. And I think we can get some sort of influence from that. And perhaps get involved into everything that you do. So just going back to your question, so as I said, there are so many opportunities, like not only digital festivals that you can go and check out and perhaps apply, but a lot of theaters and arts organizations are putting a lot of sometimes free, sometimes not, programs that people can apply to. And also, I want to mention that this is a really good time to contact theaters, because I feel like there's a bit of more connection with communities now that everyone's in their homes or about to go out this week. I don't know. But yeah, communities are a bit more interconnected these days, so there is more response. When I was trying to promote the show and I was contacting theaters, I feel like if I was trying to do that before coronavirus, I think I would have gotten less responses from theaters and arts organizations than I do now. So if there is someone who wants to be an actor or who wants to be a stage manager or something like that, I'm pretty sure that right now it's a great moment to just go and research about theaters, arts organizations, and perhaps just send them an email and with your interest on what you want to do, what you want to learn. And I'm pretty sure that they're going to have a lot of programs or a lot of people willing to go and have a chat with you, perhaps a phone call, and just tell you a bit more about what it is. And also, I think that right now, for instance, I'm reading this book. It's called Arts Leadership, right here, I'm going to put it. I think this is a great opportunity to also read a little bit more about what theater is. If you want to be a producer, you can read about producing. There are books from James C. Bright and Julius Green about how to produce a Western show or how to be a producer that I think are really good texts to have there. So yeah, I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, definitely. And that you mentioned the book, that kind of leads me on to my next question, which is during lockdown, what have you been enjoying in terms of books or films or online theatre or music? What have you been consuming over the past couple of months?
Well, I am definitely reading this. I'm reading about marketing because, as I told you, it's been such a challenge to put out the festival out there. So I'm just getting some tips and some tricks on how to promote the show. I've also enjoyed a lot of, I actually don't watch a lot of films,
okay.
Not as much as I used to, but I'm watching a lot of Drag Race.
Okay.
And I don't know, but I feel like that inspires me a lot as well whenever they do the lip sync on it or anything. Like, I don't know, I just feel inspired after that. I get straight to work. Put some music on. Also, listening to music, I think that's a lot of the things that I've been doing. Yeah, during this lockdown, definitely.
Fab. And obviously, you're like living in London, producing an arts festival. It must be quite hectic because you've produced two editions of Virtual Variety Fest recently. But how have you stayed motivated? Like, apart from like having to reach the deadlines because you're producing this festival, like how have you stayed motivated when your office is your home?
Oh my God, I think that's a really difficult question because I do believe in that sort of like introvert, extrovert kind of thing. So I know that a lot of people are extroverted and it has been a really hard time for them to stay at home. But for me, I'm kind of in between. I'm kind of used to staying indoors and just working here or reading or just playing video games or watching a film. But definitely there's days that I have been really down, and I just don't know how to continue. But it's just a matter of just keep on pushing, I think. You just have to wake up, and even though you know the day might be gray and cloudy and rainy and all of that, just open up your laptop and just don't stress about, oh, you have to finish this by this date, or you have deadlines, or you have this. Like, just sit down, open up your laptop, and see what you can achieve. One advice that one of my mentors gave me that I think it's really important is perhaps not set yourself daily goals, because maybe that's too much to achieve. Sometimes days are just not enough to do many things. So set yourself perhaps weekly goals.
Okay.
Like, if you're writing a script or a book, just say like, on this week, I'm going to 500 words or 2,000 words or things like that. And then that actually helps you to organize your week. So if that is your goal, for instance, then you say, okay, so on Monday I'm going to start writing in the morning, and then I'm going to finish this amount of words, so that by the end of the week I finish 2,000 words, for instance. Also, it is really important to take care of yourself. I think that perhaps doing a little bit of exercise also helps me a lot whenever I run out of ideas. Just doing a little bit of jumping rope in there, it just gets like all the air flowing, and then like, especially when you're like all worked out, you feel like, oh, okay, like this suddenly just came up. I came up with this idea. I'm gonna go and write it down. Yeah, just don't overwhelm yourself too much. I feel like we put a lot of pressure on ourselves that we need to come out of this lockdown with a new ability, or we have to have read like 1,000 books or something like that. So just go at your own pace, and yeah, just try to do as much as you can.
Definitely. I think that's the kind of advice that people need to hear. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
I just have one last question today, and it's where can people go to find out more about Virtual Variety Fest and also about the work that you're doing?
Well, you can find Virtual Variety Fest on Facebook as Virtual Variety Fest. Right now, we finished the second edition, so we're looking for suggestions from people on what to do next, because we definitely don't want to abandon this community that we've created of over 700 people. So we want to keep giving this opportunity and this space to artists to present their work. So also for some of those who are listening right now or watching this, we're more than happy if you have any pre-recorded performances to present it to our page and leave it there for some time, so that you can get your work out there, and you can get some people to come and check out your work as well. So yeah, I'm just gonna leave that out there. You can find more about the podcast that I'm working on and projects from the Rose Company if you follow us as Rose Comp Theatre. We are on Instagram and Facebook, and we also have a website, theroseproductions.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really great to find out a bit more about the festival, and I'm excited to hear about the podcast as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it's tomorrow. But thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Thank you both. And speak soon.
I really hope you enjoyed our chat with Jose. You can find out more about Virtual Variety Fest by heading to Voice, where we interviewed Jose and his co-producer in a written interview. Find out more about Jose's theatre company at Rose Camp Theatre on Instagram. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe and review this show. And if you're looking for something new to listen to, then head over to our sister podcast, Voice Extra. Voice Extra is managed by our voice contributors, and it's a weekly podcast where they talk about the latest articles they've written and the art and culture they've been enjoying. Until next time, stay safe, stay creative, and we'll see you on Voice.